Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Multiple deaths are being reported and many more are injured after a magnitude 7.4 earthquake struck off Taiwan's eastern coast. It is the strongest quake to hit the island in 25 years. It did cause tsunami warnings for other nearby islands, including Japan, but those have been canceled. The White House expressing some stated outrage over an Israeli airstrike in Gaza that resulted in the deaths of 7 World Central Kitchen workers. USA's John Schaefer.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby emphasized the Biden administration's call for a prompt investigation into the incident and demanded appropriate accountability.
The U.S. will continue to press Israel to do more as well to ensure the safety of humanitarian workers, and we'll continue to do all we can to deliver this assistance.
Kirby stressed the need for Israel to enhance protection for aid workers in Gaza, citing the distressing statistic that over 200 humanitarian aid workers have been killed in the Israel-Hamas conflict.
Voters have been weighing in for several more state primary elections this week. On Tuesday, voters cast ballots for president and other races and ballot items in Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin. President Biden was expected to see another uncommitted protest vote from critics of his handling of the Israel-Hamas war. Former President Trump again making immigration a top issue in his campaign, slamming Biden administration policies at the U.S. southern border during a campaign event in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Tuesday.
There's no country in the world that who will stand the cost of this, and maybe more important than actual dollar cost, the cost that it's doing. It's wrecking our civilization. It's destroying our country.
Severe weather continued to impact portions of the central U.S. Later on Tuesday, tornado watches were spread across half a dozen states, from northern Mississippi to Kentucky and north through the Ohio River Valley. This is USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The White House expressing some stated outrage over that Israeli airstrike in Gaza that resulted in the deaths of half a dozen World Central Kitchen workers. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby emphasizing the Biden administration's call for a prompt investigation into the incident, demanding appropriate accountability.
The U.S. will continue to press Israel to do more as well to ensure the safety of humanitarian workers, and we'll continue to do all we can to deliver this assistance to Palestinian civilians in Gaza.
Kirby stressed the need for Israel to enhance protection for aid workers inside Gaza, citing the distressing statistic that over 200 of them have lost their lives in the Israel-Hamas war. In February, the number of job openings saw a slight increase, signaling ongoing strength in the job market, according to experts. The Labor Department reported that there were 8.8 million job openings on the final business day of the month. Additionally, the figures for quits and hires in February remained relatively stable, both in terms of number and rate. Sean Diddy Combs purportedly will not receive an invitation to this year's Met Gala following federal investigators' earlier raids on his homes. According to Radar Online, the embattled music mogul has been excluded from the guest list for the May event in New York. A source alleges that the industry is keeping its distance from Diddy as he contends with accusations of sex trafficking. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, happy hump day to you. It's Bill Martinez here. How you doing? For more information on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. Rick Manning's going to be joining us in just a moment. Lots to talk about. And, of course, you know, it's been just kind of interesting. Have you been watching more women's basketball, you know, college basketball than ever? I got to tell you, admittedly, I have. And no doubt Caitlin Clark has done a lot to ignite the interest. But, again, you know, when you have this kind of interest, increased interest, I think it was one of the largest viewed games, LSU and Iowa the other night, in women's basketball, maybe in all of basketball. I mean, it's just incredible. The Nielsens were so high on it. But anyway, with the increased amount of eyeballs, you're going to get an increased amount of scrutiny. And, of course, there's already some built-up controversy with the coach and, you know, how the team played before and the competition. And this was kind of, you know, a rematch and all this good stuff. So, you know, the drama was set. And as we know, Iowa did win. And so they're in the finals and, you know, can't wait to see that. But what's coming out, though, what people noticed was that the national anthem, Rick Manning, he's on the line here right now. I want to bring him on because he knows all things women's sports. He stays on top of this kind of stuff. I guess the women of LSU, they missed the call and didn't show up for the national anthem. What's going on here?
Well, their coach says it's an innocent mistake. The governor's not happy. Louisiana isn't happy about it, giving her a call, and I don't think it'll happen again. It was a let's put it this way. They have what's happening at what time. They know down to the second of what's going to happen when, and it's hard to believe that LSU missed the national anthem by accident.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
When you look at the recent history of LSU, and just the recent history, I mean, it's an ornery bunch. You know what I mean? And they probably have been infected by, you know, this cultural pandemic of orneriness and defiance. And here they are. You know, they're just thinking about themselves. They're not thinking about the tradition. They're not thinking about women's basketball at large. You know, it's
they're not thinking that they're representing the state of Louisiana.
Exactly.
The state which has a great deal of, you know, patriotism. The, you know, I'm just going to say, in one of the things that I really think it was, I watched a great deal of the game. In fact, I watched most of the game.
I know, I was telling before you came on, I've watched more women's college basketball ever. And
That's true. That is true. Yeah. It is.
And you can blame Caitlin Clark for that. The Cal's unbelievable.
You know, I think there was a that's true. I was really intrigued by the rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't one person, you know, one player against another player. It was all that stuff aside, if it had been good basketball, it wouldn't have been worth watching.
Exactly.
And the difference in the game, the college game for women and the college game for men is, well, first of all, this was the highest rated college basketball game on ESPN in history, men or female.
Okay.
So it is this was a huge, huge viewership for ESPN. But the fact of the matter is, you know, what do you have here? You've got players, Caitlin Clark played for the same team for 4 years.
Yeah.
You have, you know, Angel Reese, who transferred from Maryland after 1 year, has been at LSU for 2 years and is eligible for one more. These players have played on the same team for a long time, have developed chemistry and camaraderie, and as a result, they play pretty decent fundamental basketball. They're not as athletic as the guys, you know, you wouldn't expect that. But they play 5-on-5. They actually play team basketball.
Right.
And so from a standpoint of just liking basketball and then just wanting to see one-on-one or, you know, the isolation in the NFL or in the NBA or elsewhere, it's a better game.
Right.
Having said that, it goes to the nature of the other piece of this is one of the reasons the women don't go pro is because the WNBA is a huge money loser. And the entry level salary is $78,000 a year, and Caitlin Clark's making way more than $78,000 a year at Iowa.
Yeah,
with the NIL, with the new way you can pay players.
So
it is so in some respects, you know, whereas in college football, college basketball, the pay of the players created free agency has created havoc. In the college game, it's enticed the college women to stay in the game and to not leave to the WNBA. So
exactly.
They request.
Mm-hmm. But I guess the bottom line of
nothing
all this is
politics,
No. Hey, it's okay. It's just fun.
Cultural aside.
Exactly. And the deal is that I got to tell you, I was impressed, as you mentioned. The level of play is certainly not, you know, a caliber like the men, but still entertaining. I mean, these gals are throwing up threes. Their dribbling skills and that are just impressive. I was greatly impressed, and for me,
anybody who's actually interested in making a decision has watched any of the game. Watch the first 5 minutes of the Iowa LSU game. Those women were going at it. I mean, it was up and down the court. It was as good a basketball as you will ever see. Not because of necessarily people jumping above the rim and all that stuff, which doesn't happen. But because they were tenaciously competing against one another, and you could tell they were both up for a prize fight. It's like when two prize fighters come to the middle of the ring.
Exactly.
And they can't wait to get after each other, and they just start wailing. Well, that's what happened. It was exciting basketball. So if anybody's out there and say, I actually want to see this, go and try to see the first 5 minutes of that game, and you will not see more entertaining basketball anywhere.
Exactly.
At one point, if they continued at that pace, they would have scored 360 points in the game.
All right, let's move. You know. Let's get back and transition to our main themes of politics in D.C. here. Yeah, exactly. But the White House is in full court press, if I might say, to clean up the mess over the weekend. I mean, Rick. For 0.06% of the country, you are going to attack tradition and Christianity, Easter and Jesus, all in one fell swoop.
Yep.
I mean, who came up with that idea?
Well, who came up with it is the White House, PR staff and the team around Biden. They don't believe they're going to get votes from people who care about Easter and Jesus. They're going to get votes from people who care about transgender normalization. And so this was about their base. And that's who they're pandering to. And those of us who don't like it need to understand this is a battle for the soul of America.
Oh, without a doubt. Clearly, this is what's being proven. Joe Biden says, I see you, and the rest of America sees Joe Biden, right?
Yep. Well, he exposed himself more than anything else, and this hiding behind, I'm a God-fearing Catholic, I don't think it's going to work much longer.
I don't think so either. I've got to go to break. We've got more from Rick Manning on the other side. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
In national health news, Waltham, Massachusetts-based Invivid has received emergency use authorization from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for its investigational monoclonal antibody for pre-exposure prophylaxis or prevention of COVID-19 in adults and adolescents who have moderate to severe immune compromise and are unlikely to mount an adequate response to COVID-19 vaccination. Invivid's Chief Executive Officer David Herring commented,
as we've seen lately, SARS-CoV-2 continues to spread and cause unacceptably high levels of illness, hospitalizations, and death. The threat from COVID is not over, especially for vulnerable populations such as the immunocompromised.
Studies have shown that moderately to severely immunocompromised people, such as organ transplant recipients and people with certain blood cancers, among others, may not have a strong immune response to vaccines. Monoclonal antibodies work differently than vaccines to provide protection against viral threats. This new investigational therapy has been authorized by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for emergency use only. It is not FDA approved for any use, and there is limited information about the safety and effectiveness of using this investigational therapy for prevention of COVID-19. It is not authorized for treatment and is not a substitute for vaccination in individuals for whom COVID-19 vaccination is recommended. For the Food and Drug Administration's letter of authorization and product fact sheets, visit this website, invivid.com. Once again, that's INVIVYD.com. The content in this report was provided by Invivid, Inc.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. He is Rick Manning. He is the president of Get Liberty and all this other stuff.
Americans for Limited Government.
Americans for Limited Government. I don't know why I always, the brain just stops thinking here as we go. So
no,
maybe
okay.
It's still early and I haven't had my full cup of coffee capacity yet. Hey, but, you know, the thing, you know, kind of the relief on everything coming out of the White House, Kamala Harris said she's fit to serve as president. You know, don't worry. I mean, If you reelect Joe, you ought to have the confidence that hey, I'm next in line. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, Kamala Harris is impeachment insurance and nothing else. But yeah, I know that's the message that she's giving, and you know, but when you ask the public, you know, you can't find very many people want her to be president.
Yeah.
And you know, even people who don't want Joe Biden to be president, sit there and say, but if we get rid of him, we get Kamala. So maybe he's the better of the two options. So it's a, but yeah, she has to do that. It's a,
yeah, you
know,
see,
at some point,
Rick, see, this is what drives me nuts.
They have to be, Bill, the Democrats have to be considering if they're going to keep Joe Biden on the ballot. If they're going to do that, they've got to be considering saying we've got to have somebody else as the number two.
Yeah,
it's a, you know, it's almost political malfeasance not to. But you know, if your objective is to fundamentally transform America, then having people who are not capable of doing the job is probably the best way to diminish America around the world and to create an environment where those who don't like us very much can get away with all the mischief that they want to, as we've seen the last 3 years.
Right. Well, let me lay this idea on you, okay? Because there's a lot of flack going around, ideas and thinking, okay, well, come August during the convention, they're going to helicopter Michelle Obama in, you know, to replace Joe. Maybe what they do is they helicopter in to replace Kamala. Because, I mean, seriously, I mean, do people think that Joe Biden is going to last another 4 years? And, you know, clearly not, because 3/4 of America, according to the polls, believe, you know, number one, he's unfit and that he couldn't last another 4 years. But this way, if you had Michelle Obama come in, then even as popular as she is, this could kind of give her some cover and not have her be so scrutinized, because it's one thing to be the presidential candidate and another thing to be the vice presidential candidate.
I think that's reasonable. I think that's a reasonable.
I'm not too far off here.
No, I think it's a reasonable supposition. I will tell you the one person who would oppose it is Joe Biden. And the reason Joe Biden would oppose it is Kamala is 25th Amendment insurance.
Yeah.
And, I mean, in reality, where the cabinet can sit there and say, well, this person isn't fit to serve, and remove the president based upon their inability to perform the duties of the job. And that is a that's something that exists and is a live option. And if you've got Kamala as your vice president, it's much less likely to be implemented than if you have Michelle. And so consequently, that's your, you know, historical, that would be for me, if I were Jill Biden and I liked being first lady, and I liked being the power behind the throne, so to speak, I would be highly opposed to having a strong alternative put in as the vice president. And I say it's, you know, that's just power.
Oh yeah,
keep power.
You're exactly. It could really be fun. I mean, talk about, you know, the palace intrigue. The media would love it. I mean, this would be better than WWF. You know, right?
Well, it would be, but I mean, ultimately, and all partisanship aside. No, I know. All partisanship aside, this is really bad for America, and it's bad for America that the Democrats decided that they weren't going to run somebody who was able to last for another 4 years for the office. That nobody, and I think it's bad for America. And I ultimately,
well, it's bad for America when you're running somebody doesn't believe in the Constitution.
Well,
I mean, they have exited states left for what, the last two decades.
Yeah, it's a it's a challenge. I just don't have any guarantees that that Donald Trump's going to win in 2024, regardless of you know what happens. And it's under those circumstances, I'd like to be able to go back to the old days when I could believe that at least we all agreed that we wanted to protect America. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if there's any Democrats who they can dredge up who still say that, maybe Manchin. But it is a, but when you get down to it, the scary part here is the people they talk about replacing are, with, you know, Kamala Harris with or Joe Biden with, mm-hmm. are people who want to finish the job of fundamentally transforming America.
Exactly.
In fact,
exactly.
Joe Biden's slogan now is finish the job.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, he's already devastated the middle class. Okay, so now he wants to totally knock him out. You know, Barack Obama, you know, got pretty close. And now, as you say, yeah, that's pretty, it's pretty arrogant. You know, finish the job.
Well, we started with the transgender stuff, and that's a good place to, when you talk about finishing the job, it's changing the culture of America. Changing the culture of America is converting America from being a Christian nation to a postmodern nation. It's creating it. It's making it so Christians are marginalized in society and no longer have any real sway in terms of where the government's going. Changing the culture of America is the Ketanji Brown Jackson view of the world, that the First Amendment, she worries that the First Amendment will get in the way of government censorship and will stop the government from taking actions to stop misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation, otherwise known as the truth. And it's and as a result, that is the fundamental transformation. And they want to finish the job. And that is it is frightening to me and scary to me that there is nobody on the, very few people on the left. Barry Weiss is one former New York Times editor. You know, you've got people who are liberal, but still believe in America on the left, but it's a very small percentage and not a very loud percentage of the Democrat constituency.
How much courage does it take for them to talk really truth to power there? And, you know, because they're going to be off the cocktail party, you know, parade list.
They've been excommunicated out of their own friend list. Barry Weiss writes a great Substack, by the way, for people who want to read it. You have Naomi Wolf, who I've met and talked to, and is a dyed-in-the-wool liberal.
Oh, yeah.
But she actually believes in actual, you know, traditional liberalism. She believes in things like freedom of speech, and she was shocked that freedom of speech went by the wayside because of COVID. And it just shocked her senses, and she opened up and she saw what was going on. She says, my gosh, my friends are the threat to liberty, not the right. Yes. And it was so there are people woken up to that fact, but in terms of the Democratic Party apparatus, and the Democrats in Congress, it really, we're not seeing that.
Oh, no.
In fact, the scarier part of this is that you have some Republicans in Congress who, like a Liz Cheney, who's no longer in Congress, but Liz Cheney being the kind of standard bearer, who look at what Joe Biden's doing and see nothing wrong with Joe Biden's doing.
It's unbelievable to me.
Donald Trump as being the enemy to everything, and you just look at it and you go, How could your priorities be so far skewed that you can't see what's happening with this intelligence agency state and spying and censorship?
Well, and you look at the policies and how better off America was, you know, 3 years ago under Trump, even dealing with COVID. Well, even Bobby Kennedy, to your point, Bobby Kennedy Jr. says that Biden poses a greater threat to democracy than Donald Trump. I mean, that's what you're saying. And Bobby Kennedy Bobby Kennedy is the old school, you know, Democrat, right?
He's very far left liberal and still believes in America.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, look at it's up to we the people, and we've got to understand that this is, you know, we've got to come out in mass. I mean, the silent majority. has got to be revived once again if this country is to be saved, Rick Manning, in my humble opinion. As always, we appreciate you coming on the show.
Golf commentary continues to evolve. At the 2024 Masters, IBM will debut more new features on the Masters app and Masters.com for an even more personalized fan experience. Building on last year's AI-generated narration, IBM has incorporated more generative AI capabilities thanks to Watson X, with large language models taught to understand and speak Spanish, not simply translate the English narration, to deliver the most authentic audio and closed captioning experiences to Spanish-speaking fans. IBM is also bringing shot-by-shot hole insights to the Masters digital platforms, providing detailed breakdowns of current and historical play at any given course hole. This includes real-time data of how a hole has been played during the tournament, projections based on data, and historical analysis based on more than 170,000 shots and ball positions on the course. Paired with the Track Shots feature, Hole Insights enables fans with the ability to receive insights based on live tournament shots for the first time. To see IBM's technology in action, visit Masters.com or the Masters app on your mobile device. Sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. The number of fatalities still unclear, but the largest earthquake to hit the island of Taiwan is reported this week. The U.S. Geological Survey says it happened Wednesday morning, local time in Taiwan. The quake bringing down more than two dozen buildings. It's expected to trigger aftershocks, perhaps as strong as magnitude 7, in the coming days. An airport name change has been proposed for one of Washington, D.C.'s air hubs, USA's John Schaefer.
Several House Republicans are advocating for renaming the largest airport in the Washington, D.C. area in honor of former President Trump. Congressman Gary Reschenthaler from Pennsylvania has put forward a bill proposing the renaming of Washington Dulles International Airport to Donald J. Trump International Airport. Currently, six other Republicans have joined as co-sponsors of the bill. However, the proposal faces uncertain prospects for approval in Congress.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We're back with you. Good to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and stand by for Bill Pasco, Tea Party Patriots man in Washington, to talk all things Washington. Maybe we'll talk about the alleged Easter egg fiasco that happened at the White House. Rick Manning was telling me that, I mean, they even went so far to say, look, you couldn't put anything of a religious nature, you know, printed on the egg. It's just so bizarre. The attack on people of faith. When you still have close to 80% of America still believing in God, and then you go after the most holy of holidays, and you do what you do. I mean, it's no wonder that the White House continues to try to clean up this mess. The only thing I was thinking is that maybe, you know, if they went old school and I don't know, Bill Pasco, I'm told that they use wooden eggs. They don't use real eggs there, so. I guess they will collect those eggs, whatever lying around, as opposed to, you know, some of these events, you know, when they use real eggs, they forget about them until, you know, the heat picks up and cooks them up a little bit and they get smelly after about 6 months. That might be an odor worthy of the White House to enjoy because of this fiasco.
My goodness, there are so many different ways to talk about this, Bill. The thing that I was particularly disappointed about in the coverage of this was when the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, was asked about it, and she derisively said, well, anybody who can look at a calendar understands why we made the statement about Transgender Visibility Day on the same day as Easter. Because, you see, Transgender Visibility Day is the same day every year. But, you see, Easter changes every year. So it was just happenstance, you see. But anybody who can read a calendar would know that. Like, really? That's your explanation for how this happened? Nobody at the White House said, you know what? It just so happens that because of the way Easter works, Easter is falling on the same day as that crazy new thing that they want us to celebrate. Maybe this is the year that we forget about that crazy new day. Maybe don't put out the statement.
Especially when you look at the polling. Yeah, you look at the polling of Joe Biden. He's in the tank, right? And so now he's going to appeal to 0.6% of the country, right? Not even 1% of the country. He's going to ignore 99% of the country to see the less than 1% of the country.
Let's get even more slice and diced. If you're the campaign manager for Joe Biden and you're trying to figure out, literally, there's a new story in the Wall Street Journal this morning about seven new polls in the seven battleground states that will decide the election. And Biden is trailing Trump in six of the seven states. And in the one state where he's not, Wisconsin, Biden has a lead that's so small it's inside the margin of error. So it's statistically tied in Wisconsin. Okay, so if you're Joe Biden's campaign manager, and you know I have managed a number of statewide campaigns, never managed a presidential, but I've managed a number of statewide campaigns, and I can tell you at this point you're literally trying to figure out how can I boost my numbers in this small demographic group. You know, I want men between the ages of 35 and 55, or I want women. But, you know, 65 and over, or I want young people and I want young Hispanics. So you're literally slicing and dicing and looking at very, very small subgroups of the electorate, and you're trying to increase your vote share by 5% in each one. And you're saying, okay, decision time here. And this is a real kind of decision that a campaign manager makes. Is today the day that we put out the statement on transgender visibility? Is that going to get me a single new vote?
Right.
Because I'm pretty sure it's going to cost me some votes from Christians who are going to be very unhappy. People who were straddling, who hadn't made up their minds, are going to take this decision to offend Christians, and they're going to factor that into their voting decision. Because you know what? I think today is the day we don't put out that statement. Because anybody that we would have counted on to vote for us because of our trailblazing stance on transgender equality, they're already voting for us. They're already in our column. They're not going to move to our column because today we put out that statement. It's not like they were waiting to see, gee, is Joe Biden's White House with me on the transgender equality issue? Nah, there's not a single person who moved towards Biden because they put out that statement. There's an awful lot of people who moved away from Biden because they chose to put out that statement.
It's, yeah, exactly.
And it's decisions like that, day after day after day, for the last 3+ years, which has landed Biden in the spot that he is now, where he's an incumbent trailing a challenger for re-election.
Mm-hmm.
And it's decisions like that that they're going to make for the next 200-odd days that are going to cost him this election, frankly.
Yeah. Well, it's not just the 200-odd days, is that... I mean, what happens if he gets reelected? I mean, what does this say? I mean, if you're, just as you broke this down, strategically, if you cannot understand 200 days out from a critical election, and you go in with this mindset, and you come out on the other side, you're going to perceive yourself as, you know, God incarnate. I mean, who needs Jesus? We got Joe Biden now. He's in charge. Right?
And, Let's not even think of the possibility.
Well, I get that, but the deal is that, you know, the fact that even Joe Biden is polling at all, that his numbers there, you know that you've got 40, you know, somewhere 35, 40% of the country that no matter what are going to vote for Joe Biden in spite of all the evidence, in spite of all the pain and everything. It's like, wait a minute. You go. The system has to be rigged. You know, there's something not right about this. That he's even close. There should not be any contest whatsoever. But when you've got, unfortunately, you know, states like California and New York and others that are so blue that they're maniacal. I mean, I say this in all due respect. I mean, it's just like, and I'm sure people that are in these states go, hey, that's not me. You know, when I was in New York talking to a friend and we're just talking, we're at a restaurant and having a normal conversation. And he kind of goes, you can't say that. You know, people get upset around here. I go, what, we're just talking about, you know, basic things, you know, conservative issues and that. And so the veil and the suppression of free speech in these blue states is just, you know, is really, you know, causing them to embrace the lunatic fringe like never before, Bill.
Yeah, I live there. I live just across the river from the District of Columbia. There's no place in the country. Actually, the two bluest voting jurisdictions in the country, can't call it D.C. a state, but they do allow people to vote in the District of Columbia. In fact, in the District of Columbia, they're so generous that they allow foreign diplomats to vote in their local elections. They allow illegal immigrants to vote in their local elections. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is prove that you've been in the district for 30 days and you have to register to vote. But the two bluest voting jurisdictions in the country are Vermont and the District of Columbia. Mm-hmm. And I happen to live just across the river from one of them. So I know exactly what your friend is talking about when he talks about, can't say that out loud. Don't say that. I mean, I literally, you know, I work with people who don't live in the District of Columbia. They live in real America, what people in the District of Columbia would refer to derisively as flyover country. And when they come to town, and if it so happens that we go out to eat at a restaurant, they won't have conversations about serious matters because they're actually worried about who's listening at the next table. And what might happen if somebody overhears one of these conversations? So that's a real thing. That's a real thing in blue areas, particularly in the District of Columbia.
Well, I guess this is how you get 40% of the country to still choose someone who is obviously mentally impaired, has nothing positive to show for 3 years, and has not fulfilled any one of his campaign promises, if you remember. Bill Pascoe, thank you, sir.
Results are in a nationwide double-blind taste test. Applebee's Classic Buffalo Boneless Wings reign supreme as America's favorite boneless wings. To celebrate, Applebee's is offering boneless wings for 50 cents each for a limited time, available for dine-in, to-go, or delivery. Head to your neighborhood Applebee's or visit applebees.com or mobile app to celebrate with this unbelievable deal. Price, participation, and selection may vary. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood. Sponsored by Applebee's.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay. Plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxaloner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablet, protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus chews.
They said it couldn't be done. They said it was impossible. But mark my words, I did it. With Kohl's. That's right. I got everything I needed for my spring home refresh in one trip. I'm talking Sonoma Goods for Life bedding for 20% off and Espresso Virtual Plus Deluxe for 30% off. Cuisinart cookware sets for 35% off and Sonoma Goods for Life decor for 20% off. So if you want to get set for the season and stay fit, you can do it all at Kohl's. Flex styles. Some exclusions apply. Espresso and Cuisinart coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl.com for details.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We're on standby for Eric Rourke. He's the director of research at Numbers USA. Occupied right now, but meanwhile, one of the things we didn't get a chance to talk to Bill Pascoe about that I wanted to remind you is that next week the House, believe it or not, is going to send impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. This will go to the Senate on April the 10th. Senators will be sworn in as jurors for a trial the next day. And, of course, the Tea Party Patriots Action is strongly supporting the impeachment of Mayorkas and urges Democrat senators to take responsibility for their failure to protect our nation's borders. Because this is what's at issue here. I mean, you can't just blame Joe Biden anymore. You have to blame the entire Democratic Party apparatchik. Because they all have been voting lockstep for open borders. Sadly, yes, there are Republicans also going along with this, and it makes you wonder. You know, the axiom in the whole economy of politics is follow the money, right? So, you know, wherever, you know, things are goofy, you got to know that money is involved. And this is what's happening. And there, you've got a small group of people who are controlling these this administrative state that is controlling this, and they're not doing it with their money. They're doing it with our money. I mean, here it is. It's like this is suicide that is being executed on us, and here we are. We're kind of I don't know. I say willing pawns. Because we're not doing anything about it. You know, we're not calling our senators and our representatives and saying, look it, you know, get this border under control. Now, there's a little bit of a positive movement, I guess, in terms of articles of impeachment, you know, for Mayorkas. because he's the poster child of all this, right? And responsible, and he has the audacity to say, "Oh no, it's all under control." Well, yeah, it's all under control in your perception, because you got 10 million illegal immigrants coming into the country, and with the danger that comes along with this. Again, we're reminded it only took 19 terrorists to do all the damage on 9/11. And I get it that we have some kids now that are, you know, they weren't born during that period of time. This is like a distant memory, you know. It's kind of like, you know, for some in our generation, you know, stopping to think about what happened at Pearl Harbor. I get that. But the thing is that we must learn, as Bruce Thatcher, my good friend from History Speaks, says, we must learn these lessons and we must be vigilant and we must continue to talk about them. But again, when you have an administrative state that is doing everything they can to squelch speech and to come up with their own narrative, let's abandon everything we've known traditionally about this country. And yeah, let's come up with this woke idea of a 1619 project and rewrite the history of America. I mean, come on. Let's get real. I have no problem in, new discovery. But, you know, when you put out a report like the 1619 Project, and, you know, even academics go, it's a little loose and spurious. You know, you get an award, all of a sudden this thing becomes quotable. People use it like as if it's some, benchmark of credibility. Well, wait a minute, there's so much craziness in this deal. It's like whenever you want to talk about, you know, climate change and everything. Well, if the evidence that you started out with or the argument you start off with is a lie or a misrepresentation, what do you think? You know, you lose all credibility. And so here it is, an important topic like, being good stewards of, of our environment. It's all compromise because, you know, people like Al Gore get so emotional and they disconnect from reality. And the proof is that look at all the things that Al Gore predicted was going to happen. Didn't happen. Well, see, I'm of the school that if you are making these kind of prophecies and you're wrong, guess what? You're not a good prophet. You know, you should be marginalized. If you have your own little group of cronies that want to give you an award and, you know, parade you around Hollywood and all that kind of stuff, okay, we get it. And it's obvious then, you know, what your troop represents. It doesn't represent the truth. It doesn't represent anything of value to this culture that's going to really help us with this issue. So no matter how much screaming and emotional ranting by Greta Stromberg and others, you know, you're missing the whole point. You know, we don't want to be emotional. We don't want to be rendered stupid, you know, by our emotions. You know, let's be reasonable and let's see what we can do to address this stuff and manage it in a way where everybody is successful and everybody gets some benefit. It's not all of a sudden I decide I wake up one day and go, oh, okay, I got an idea here, theoretically. And, I'll talk to my buddies who all think just like me and say, hey, wouldn't it be cool? Everybody, electric vehicles. We'll get everybody going electric. We'll get rid of fossil fuels, okay? Because electric's the way to go. And not one person in the group says, what about the ramifications? I mean, isn't fossil fuels, you know, some way a part of the construct of electricity and electric vehicles? No. They don't even have the sense to even consider that. They just run off the seat of their pants, and next thing you know, they're creating policies, they're going into our treasury, they're redirecting funds and wanting to make everybody go electric. And they go ahead and incentivize all the wrong behavior. And of course, what do the automakers do? You know, they fall. They go with the money. The idiots want to give us money. We'll go ahead and go with it until all of a sudden they've got all these electrical vehicles that are in parking lots going nowhere, and you got all these these rental companies that bought in these fleets of cars. Go, okay, yeah, we gotta have these electrical vehicles, and now they're going, get these things out of here. You know, these are white elephants. I mean, we need this like we need a hole in the head. This is not, you know, this is not the time. But, you know, hey, Joe Biden, you know, has been said, when it comes to foreign policy, and I think other matters. You know, how many things has he gotten right in his 50-year career? How many things has he gotten right? Nobody wants to analyze that. I mean, it's one thing Bob Gates says when it came to foreign policy at the time when he wrote his book, I think it was like 20 years of experience with Joe Biden. He's never got anything right. Well, you know, Joe Biden's still batting 1,000. You think after, you know, an indictment like that in a book that you know, created some awareness that Joe Biden would have figured it out? He hasn't. I mean, look what he's doing to Israel. He's meddling in the situation with Israel. He doesn't even know how to navigate that situation. And so what he's got to do is he's got to pick winners and losers. Well, Joe Biden is a loser, and losers pick losers. That's all they know. I mean, Barack Obama. Okay, so he won, you know, the coveted White House. But he at the end of the day, how many wins, how many victories did he get? I mean, look what he did, you know, with Cylinder. I remind you, I mean, this is a business deal. This guy's not a businessman. All right. He's making business decisions on behalf of the country. And then he laughs after he screws up. Oh, I guess there's next. So shovel ready jobs after all. Well, I'm sure he wouldn't be laughing if it was his money. And Michelle was saying, hey, knucklehead, you just cost the family a bunch of money with that stupid deal. What are you doing? But no, the American people, you know, we can take the hit. Oh, because he's the first black president, all honor and glory, and the media is telling him what a great guy he is. Like, wait a minute, I want my money back. I want my money back. I want the media paying me some money back. I want Barack Obama spending money back. I want Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton cost us millions upon millions of dollars with his phony Russian dossier. And this cracks me up how the Democrats are sitting there clutching their pearls about Donald Trump and all this stuff. It's like, you guys... You guys will not let that bone go. There's no meat on that bone. You're just dragging this bone around. It's empty. You know, we spent millions of dollars. All the legal, you know, advisors and the king's men, they couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again, Hillary. But you're still convinced. You're delusional. And then Donald Trump, because of an election that's weird, you know, it's just bizarre. Joe Biden, 80 million votes. Come on. There's just not enough medication to convince me that Joe Biden got 80 million. I'm sorry. That's just me. Me and probably 60% of the country, according to Rasmussen, that believes that there's a lot of questions remaining still in the 2020 election. Well, yeah, but the government's not interested in doing it. They're not interested in finding out. You know, they had this faux, you know, January 6th. Committee, what a joke what that was, you know, and then we're finding out slowly but surely, 40 FBI agents in the crowd. These people knew months in advance what was going on. This thing was planned. I mean, this thing was totally orchestrated, and what they did. And we have patriots. We have young people. We have, you know, grandmas, grandparents, you know, granddads in jail. Because they exercised their civic right and their civic responsibility, their constitutional right to be able to look to the government for redress, to say, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. And because they asked, I mean, you think all of a sudden, you know, they're in China or something, or Russia. You can't ask a question. Go to jail. That's what they do. This is today's America, ladies and gentlemen. And look at this is slipping through our fingers. And whatever is left of reasonable people that believe in the Constitution, let me tell you, you got some heavy lifting to do right now. You got to talk to your neighbors. You got to make sure that this idea of a low information voter, we've got to minimize that as much as possible and make sure the people who are going out to vote, you know, not only they're registered, they vote, and that they know what they're voting for. And you'll find out more about that later on, because we're going to be talking with one of my new favorite congresswomen, Victoria Starch. She's going to be joining us a little bit later on. So stay with us.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A lot can happen.